Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show 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 with the three amigos. Hot meat crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. That's our guy, Georgie. I probably don't give him enough love because we play the song at the beginning of the show and then I just kind of launch into whatever I'm ready to launch into. But Georgie, you can check him out, Georgie Music on social media, JORGMUZIK, Georgie Music on social media. And he does our opening show theme song. And we enjoy it very much. I have a lot of stuff to get to. I'm not going to get into the sports. Just allow me 1 second here.
You got it, baby.
Yeah. I came in, and I'm immediately annoyed today because these vending machines have not been refilled for weeks. And they're asking us to come into the studio every day. So we're being good soldiers. Not Solana, by the way. Solana didn't come in today. He said it was too cold to drive. I thought that was a little overboard.
Couldn't get his car warmed
up. He said that he just couldn't get the engine to turn over. It was very cold. And so you and I are here, and Jimmy's here, and, yes. And Solana's mailing it in from Kendall. But I get here, and the vending machines still not filled. I mean, like, it honestly looks like I Am Legend. Remember how, like, the vending machines were just empty, and then as Will Smith would eat and drink more stuff out of the vending machine, there would be less in there. And I like one Coke Zero during the show. Makes me happy. One Coke Zero. Last two shows, I've had Diet Cokes because they're out of Coke, literally out of Coke Zero. There's four rows. I put video on my Instagram when I got here. I was so annoyed. And there's one Diet Coke left. I'm going to have to go to Diet Pepsi. in a second. Like, crazy. And then Crowder walks in, hands me a Coke Zero that he got at the gas station, Coke Zero.
Yes.
And he got himself something that I just got from Walmart delivery a couple days ago. I haven't had one yet. That is the creamy vanilla Coke.
And it's delicious.
And it's for the holidays. Is it good?
Yeah,
does it taste like creamy vanilla?
They had the vanilla Coke. You know,
Coke. But this is like more vanilla, right?
It tastes similar, but it does have a little something. It's good as hell. Like, I don't like normal Coke. I'm more of a Pepsi guy.
Is that a zero or is that regular?
Oh, it is full sugar.
Full sugar.
You know me, I'm on my diabetes.
Oh, man, you've been eating Smarties like like they're going out of style.
This is the time of year when I really kick them diabetes.
Understood. Yeah. Man. Yeah, I can't wait to try that. I've been chilling it at home for 24 hours. Tonight I will open my first can. But this is delicious. So thank you. I don't know what's going on at Odyssey that we can't refill the vending machines. It's not like it's a charitable endeavor. Someone's making money off it. I'm guessing the vending machine company. So I don't understand. Who was the crazy guy at the old building that ran the vending machines?
Oh my goodness.
What was that guy's name?
I remember his face.
Guy was nuts.
Oh my God.
Guy was nuts. Yeah, he was a lunatic. he needs to come back and take it over. At least the things were stocked.
I don't know if that maybe an algorithm, but this isn't a big push right now.
I don't understand.
Huck, you're the only person buying damn drinks out of that machine.
I don't think so. Someone's buying all the Diet Cokes. It wasn't me. I was forced to buy one yesterday. I was buying the Coke Zeros. Anyway, this is my final day coming in until they restock those vending machines.
Let's go with that.
We spent, Huck, just so you know, we spent 2 years during a global.
Can you shout it louder? We can't hear you.
Where are you at?
Crimonies. How loud is he, Jimmy?
Hey, Huck, you know, we spent 2 years. Jesus Christ, Solana, take it easy.
Does Tommy Tighe have a hearing problem?
We spent 2 years during a global pandemic with no soap in that building. So good luck to the Coke
was,
Zeros.
That was crazy, too. That's legit. They were like, you still got to come in, and there's a pandemic. But they didn't want to refill the soap. Mm-hmm. We're like, well, wait a second. Something's not congruous here.
Put the pressure
different,
on you.
Different management, by the way. I'd like to point
that
out.
Yeah, that was different management.
Once we got Claudia in the building, that changed immediately.
Plenty of soap, but no Coke Zero. Claudia, I mean, her attention has been on the soap, but not on the Coke Zero. And there's got to be a happy medium, Claudia.
Employee testing. A social experiment.
Anyway, so incredible night for the Heat last night. We're going to get headlines here in a second. Spo does it again with this incredible inbounds play with no time on the clock, which, you know, if you follow Heat basketball, I don't know people across the nation, but we know. When there's any amount of time on the clock and there's an inbounds play, Spo's going to have something, and he had it again last night.
Did he or did Quinny?
I
heard Quinny had one.
Well, I'm telling you, that's Spo. I'm a firm believer in Spo.
No, so the play was called CQ. Chris Quinn drew that up 4 years ago, that specific play.
But Spo called it.
Spo, yeah.
Spo last night said, Chris Quinn looked at him and said, let's run this. And Spo ran it.
And I watched this on Twitter. I didn't hear it, but Spo said he had CQ next to the play, inbound play, less than a second. And he was like, this is Chris Quinn's play. He let Chris Quinn dial it up on the sideline and diagram it for the team.
Really?
We don't have to kiss Spo's ass. We know how good he is. You've had a play call for 4 years.
Waiting for the right time.
Come on, man. Very good at his job.
Yeah, he is very good at his job. You never count them out. When they've got a half court or less inbound play at the end of a game, man, I don't even know if they keep numbers. But the Heat have to be the most successful team in the NBA at that. How long has Spo been the coach, Solana? It's been over a decade.
Since 2008.
So I would say since 2008, I bet, I don't know for a fact, that the Heat have had more successful, let's say 5 seconds or less on the clock, half court inbounds play than any team in the NBA. Like, they're miraculous at that.
Yes.
Fun as hell.
I think after that 55-point loss in the playoffs to the same team last year, I might have thrown out my whole play call sheet. Like, this crap doesn't work.
What did I have 4 years ago?
Let me re-up this sheet.
That
story's crazy.
Panthers won last night. Nice way to end the road trip. I don't know if you watched any Monday Night Football. It was absolutely brutal. Nico Harrison, we'll get this in the headlines, was fired today by the Mavericks. What an absolute clown show that is. I mean, gave away. And now you can say gave away because Anthony Davis isn't out there. So gave away one of the greatest NBA talents in our time and crowed about it. I mean, you know, like wasn't forced into it. Surprised the player. What a clown show. Yeah. What an absolute clown show that Maverick situation is. And the Dolphins have arrived in Madrid. They are in Spain. So we got action, Jack.
I'd be partying already.
I'll tell you what, man. I was wondering about that because you've done the overseas trip. But more, I think Mike McDaniel is the least, the disciplinarian coach that we've seen in a long minute. And I wonder behavioral restrictions and curfew restrictions. I know the league obviously probably has a little say in it as well and keeps them busy because I know they're doing a lot of stuff. But I am interested to see what happens with them on an overseas trip on a season like this.
I'm hoping, and I would guess nobody's going to get in trouble or like, you know, I tell
you. Yeah, I'm not talking about getting arrested.
I got in a fight and all that. Huck, you can get, because we went to the bridge. You make fun of me. I know it's important. The bridge and looked at all the jewels. We went to London.
The London Bridge.
So we had the London Bridge.
And then there's the other bridge.
There's one with like
a
museum with jewels and all that with a little guy. Listen, schedule 23-year-old Crowder all the events you want him to go to. I'm going to hit the streets. I don't give a damn who my head coach was. 08 was, no, yeah, that was 08. That was Dolphins Giants, 08. So that was Parcells, Tony Sperano, Strict.
Yeah.
We were in them streets. The guys that want to go out, Porter, me and Porter.
Hey, nobody's so telling you
how long
you
we
can't
got?
Go out.
Okay, you got to be back by 11. What time is it? 9:15. We got an hour 45. We out of here. And we hit it. Like, if they want to go out, they're going to go out. They should be responsible. More phones and videos nowadays.
That's the thing, man. You can get caught real quickly.
But you can sneak around. And it's Spain, I'm going to tell you. I would assume Spain has a little more than London to do in the night.
Sports Talk on WQA. Well, the Dolphins are there. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Loaded potato for you today. Josh Appel. We'll talk some football with him. Will Manso. We'll talk some basketball with him. Oronde Gadsden will call us from a McDonald's eating a McRib in the 4 o'clock hour. So we will talk nonsense with him. We also have today another $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. Got pro football, college football, basketball, hockey, soccer, college basketball. And you can watch it all at Twin Peaks. There's locations all over South Florida. And we're giving away a $50 Twin Peaks gift card every day this week. Where'd Solana go?
He's screaming at somebody, probably.
He went to his parents' house because...
screaming at somebody.
He went to his parents' house because the people for the mold arrived.
What?
He did what? He left?
But we're about to do headlines.
I understand that. He went to his parents' house.
Does he live in his parents' like basement or something?
But I don't understand. He chose right now in the middle, like right before headlines?
Yeah, because they just got there.
He has mold.
Well, he's got mold in the air conditioning unit. And so they were coming to like clean it out today. But I mean, wouldn't you tell the people... I don't know. Wouldn't you tell the people, hey, in about 15 minutes, you can start. I've got some stuff to take care of. Like, I'd rather have him here for the headlines than for, what did he say? And he'll be back for Manso?
But I'm not that responsible. Everybody
Manso,
knows that.
Manso's at 3:30.
Yeah, he said he hopefully be there before Manso.
He's got an hour ride to his parents?
His parents live Coral Springs.
What? But why wouldn't he have told us this before the show?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And you can tell companies the window. I always tell everybody in my life,
well,
I drop the kids off at 8. I'm doing something at 2 o'clock. You can come to me. We are doing virtual. Do not come to my house after 2 o'clock. I am working.
But even if they come during the window, you don't have to stop working at that moment. You can say, hey, expected you a little earlier. I'll be with you in about 10 minutes. Like, you, like that crazy to me. So he's going to drive for an hour now?
Apparently so.
He didn't go that far from his parents.
But I'm not understanding. It's 2:15, mm-hmm. and he says, hopefully I'll be back in time for Manso?
So he's in Kendall.
But that's at 3:25 Manso's scheduled for. That's an hour and 10 minutes from now.
Well, his parents live in Boca.
I mean, what? Yeah. What am I missing there?
Traffic.
Oh, I mean, he hit us with the flim flam. I saw him, too.
Total. Well, why wouldn't he have sent me his headlines, though, and say, hey, I may not be able to do them at 2 or 3 o'clock? I didn't prepare headlines. He never. You're on the thread. Did he once say I may miss some of the show?
No. When he said mold, I thought he was getting a retainer. I swear to God.
They were taking a mold of his teeth.
It was like, they're not even done with the mold yet. I was like, he's getting a retainer? I swear, I didn't know what he was talking about.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Anybody want to do some headlines? Anybody have any ideas?
Big win for the Heat.
Oh, he just said, oh, look at this. He sent, it says, part of my headlines. What now? What does that mean? That he hasn't finished them yet? It is 217. He hasn't finished them yet. Heat, they win. They play Cleveland again tomorrow night at the Kaseya Center. So a couple of games against Cleveland, one night off in between. I mentioned the Mavs fired Nico Harrison. Shocking twist of events there. I cannot believe, if I'm a fan of the Mavericks, I cannot believe that this man traded away my favorite player ever and then was fired ostensibly for doing so. I just...
Is the timing weird? Did I miss something?
I don't know. It went south very quickly because it seemed like they had kind of given him a vote of confidence after it happened. I was watching Stephen A. today, and he was saying something along the lines of, hey, do you remember when Anthony Davis got to Dallas? I think it was the first game. And he was like, you know, all-star Anthony Davis. And Stephen A. was like, that's why the trade was made. Like, for that. But he's missing time again. And so it's obvious that the trade... It was kind of not smart. But exactly. Nico Harrison was telling you that Luka was the guy who was not in the right shape. And Luka was the guy who was going to miss games. And we know it's always been Anthony Davis. Not that Luka was in the greatest of shape.
But. No, but Luka's younger. But Anthony Davis always gets hurt.
Always.
And now you're surprised he's hurt. That's why I didn't know if they missed something or was Anthony Davis acting crazy. Because... You bought a, I don't want to say a lemon, you bought a hurt
but you didn't,
entity.
You didn't have to, which is the weirdest thing. Luka didn't want to leave. Remember his first game in L.A. or when he was back or whatever? Like, he's crying.
And you could have probably got more or younger if you would have shopped Luka. Remember that secret trade?
Rob Pelinka took this guy to the cleaners. Like, cost this guy his job.
Rob better give Nico a job.
Well, it's funny. A buddy of mine said that, something along the lines of, hey, he's been working double agent for the Lakers, but Luka hates Nico Harrison. Nico Harrison hates Luka. I mean, it's one of the things that we found through all of this thing. Crazy. Monday Night Football last night was terrible. Yeah. Packers lose 10-7 to the Eagles. It was painful to watch. There was a really funny tweet by J.J. Watt from ESPN at halftime that said, the amount of effort it took us to put this game on television was not worth it. That's a great line.
Old-fashioned 0-0 at half. You know who loved that game? Mario Cristobal. Here we go, fellas.
We're in it. One score game.
Right where we want them.
Panthers, like I said, beat VGK last night. Late night, 3-2. And they will be at home Thursday. And we will do the show there on Thursday. Canes hoops, they blew out Stetson. Stetson jumped out to an early lead.
Yeah.
A little bit shocking.
Yeah, UM committed like 6 turnovers.
Yeah.
In the first like 5 minutes of the
game. But then they hammered him, which they should have.
Yeah.
The big one coming up, I don't think they play again till Sunday night, which is the big one in Jacksonville.
Correct.
Against the Florida Gators. And that will be a national television game. So very exciting. All right, and I guess I'll do weather as well. Let me get some weather. It was so nice. I woke up this morning. Lori set her alarm. We get up around 8:45. She got up at 8, and she said, we're walking to the beach. And we walked to the beach. It could not have been more beautiful this morning.
To turn the heat on?
No. In fact, I had to have the air on some last night. Like,
this morning it was chilly.
It was chilly, but like the sun was out. It was nice.
My kids came out. They got their little covers on their shoulders, walking around the house.
Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It is 66 in Miami right now. It'll drop down. Low looks like 60 tonight. And then on the overnights, 59, 58. And then when you wake up tomorrow morning, be back in the 60s, 60, 62, 65. Should be cloudy tomorrow as well. So I just want to make sure I have this straight before we take a break and come back with a pal. Solana signed in to do the show to scream at us at a decibel level I haven't heard since a concert in the 80s.
I just don't think his mic was plugged in.
And then disconnected to go drive an hour and a half to wherever his parents live? What? Am I missing something in the transaction here?
Just came through to holler at you.
I can't be here a long time, guys. Just wanted to tell you, have a great show. And then he hit it like, and that was it. Interesting appearance by Solana on today's show.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. Will Manso in the 3 o'clock hour, and maybe Solana. We don't know. We'll try to keep tabs on him.
Bonus.
Somehow.
A Solana bonus. Just see what happens.
I mean, I don't want to give him any questions to Will if he's only going to show up for that. he doesn't want to do it. I mean, you know him. He only wants to talk Heat basketball. So he looked at the schedule and he's like, Will talk Heat basketball. That's all I want to talk about.
Oh my God. Mad I knew the Quinny story.
Yeah, right?
he stole
my material!
You know he did that 4 years ago?
Truly odd appearance by you. Like, why would you sign in for 2 minutes to do? Why wouldn't you just say, hey, I'll be able to join you guys around 3:30? Like, you do that sometimes when you're traveling. Hey, I'm going to be busy. That was a very odd transaction to me.
He's weird.
Very strange.
That mold's getting to me.
It's the mold.
Mold get to
him. Josh Appel is going to talk some football with us in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh Pell's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Josh Pell's a broadcaster nationally for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call this weekend for Oronde Gadsden II and the Chargers, who play the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hope he plays.
Yeah, I don't know if OG's going to be playing or not. He's day-to-day. He's got the thigh bruise, but kind of exciting to be on the call for that, for Josh Appel. Where is that? Is that in Jacksonville or is that in L.A.?
It's in Jacksonville. Right. I wish I haven't been to L.A. in a few years for a game at that stadium. I wish I was going, but no, it's up in Jacksonville. It's
supposed to be a great stadium,
that
right?
That stadium's the nicest thing I've been in.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Dolphins here. Could you believe – because what I asked – who was it, who we have on yesterday?
Kirk.
Yeah, Chris Perkins. And I was like, can you believe
– I listen.
what you witnessed? Can you believe what you saw from the Dolphins against the Bills on Sunday? Did you think – not that they weren't capable of that in a game, but did you think coming off the Baltimore game, the Greer firing – did you think that was possible against Buffalo?
I thought beating Buffalo was possible because they have come pretty close to beating the Bills the last couple of years. We just saw it. It was almost the same situation where the Dolphins were coming off of that horrible loss in week one to the Colts. They blew the game at the end to the Patriots. They were Devon Achane foot out of bounds away from winning that game. And then we're thinking, all right, well, that's blowout. Demoralizing loss. Now you're going on the road to Buffalo where you never win. This is going to go terribly. And the Dolphins executed a really good game plan and made two crucial mistakes in that game and lost. And that was on the road in primetime. So now you come home in November, obviously hottest month of the year in South Florida. So the Bills are obviously going to be affected by that. I think Greg Rousseau is going to make another OSHA complaint after Sunday's game. Quotes are ridiculous. But the Dolphins honestly did something very similar in Sunday's game that they did in Buffalo. They had a good game plan, but the difference, aside from the timeout and the false start before the game even started, they didn't make any mistakes that came at crucial times and in crucial situations. The two picks that Tua threw, third down, I know we can debate about the validity of an arm punt, but they were arm punts, and one of them, there was a penalty on the return, so they started inside the 15. The other one was early enough in the game. They played really well. I was surprised that they were able to hold James Cook in check the way they were able to. And the same with Josh Allen just kind of looks off. The Bills are going through something right now where there's a disconnect between the skill guys and Josh Allen, and it feels like Josh is trying to overcompensate for it more than he normally does. And the Dolphins were able to create some turnovers, force some mistakes. And yeah, I'm shocked that they won the game by three scores. I'm not shocked that they necessarily won, but the manner in which it happened, yeah, that's pretty shocking.
And Josh, what's your take on this arm punt thing? It's Vince Lombardi, Jimmy Johnson, you can name all, Andy Reid, nobody arm punt. I think it's dumb. I really do believe it's dumb. There's less tacklers on the field. If a good returner gets the ball, he can run it back. I don't get the arm punt where, oh, okay, well, it was going to be down there anyway. Let him have a chance to catch it. I don't agree with that.
If it's third and like 15 or third and 22 because you've gotten a penalty or two on the drive and you heave something up deep and it gets picked off, I'm okay with an arm punt in that spot. On third and 10, get 12 yards. You have a million plays that you can attack the middle of the field and get a first down. And if you don't get it, okay, then you punt. But give yourself a chance instead of just chucking it up in the double coverage.
Or so maybe once in a blue moon, like not as part of your game plan. Anytime there's going to be third and 10.
Let it fly.
Just let it fly. Because I like a 50-50 ball. I like when you throw deep and you could get a PI. Like there's things that can happen on the positive. But that does seem a little weird. Every time third and 10, you're just going to arm punt it. Seems, I don't know, a little bit suspect.
It was bizarre, yeah.
Yeah, run a draw, and I'm not a fan of running a draw. But I'm not a fan of running a draw. But maybe lull them into the sense of complacency with the arm punt a couple times, then run a draw.
So
I would much rather see the swing pass with no blockers on the edge to Devon Achane.
The reverse pass, the pass behind the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Yeah. Josh Appel is with us. Does Sunday's game lead you to any broad conclusions about anything? Or do you just say, hey, the team's not as bad as they've looked most of the season? It's some weird season that's been like a perfect storm of cataclysmic events. Or do you take it even further and go, you know what? They're better than people think. What do you make any broad conclusions from Sunday?
No, because we saw them put together a great performance against Atlanta and then follow it up with an absolute dud. You've got to see this over the next three games. I think it was Crowder yesterday who said, well, you know, you've got the Commanders, the Saints, and the Jets all coming up next. And that should, you look at that and you go, that's three more wins, get to 6-7. Well, the Dolphins also lost to Cleveland this year. Like, sure. you can't, the way the Dolphins have played this year, and they've looked fantastic at times and looked like the worst team in the league at times, it's hard to know what you're going to get on a weekly basis, especially from the quarterback position. So I think to say that those are a shoe-in three wins coming up, or to make any grand conclusions, you can't really do until you see them replicate this performance a little more consistently. I'm not saying they got to blow everybody out by three scores every week and win, but, you know, string together multiple wins in a row, and the schedule's setting up for it that way. But I mean, I don't know that you can trust them.
Is it anything, or is it just, hey, enjoy a fun win over Buffalo where everything went right for Miami, everything went wrong for Buffalo. Just enjoy it, Dolphins fans. Don't worry what it means.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely enjoy it. It's a good win, a team that the Dolphins never beat. But I also don't think that you can really extrapolate much from it big picture, because I still think they have the same general issues that they've always had all season long and all off season long. Although maybe Juju Brents, is that a player?
Wow, Chris Greer signing.
But Josh, to that point where I don't know what Chris Greer could have done. Maybe he was holding Juju or hiding Juju Brents on the practice squad. I don't know what he did to make them be able to look different against the Bills. But is it good for them? Let's say they do have three. I don't say cupcakes, because the Dolphins, they would be considered a cupcake too. It's a cupcake bowl going on for the next 3 weeks. But for them to beat those three teams, let's say now we're sitting at 6-7. Then they go ahead and, you know, 2-8, 9, something like that. Is that good for them with this terrible start for them to end strong? Now you're going to have people jumping back. Solana's already getting back on the McBandwagon, whatever he calls it. I just think we'll be right back in the place we have been for years and years and years with these coaches. Do we like him? Do we not like him?
I think that it depends on your perspective whether or not that's good. If you're Mike McDaniel, that's great, because that means you've kept the buy-in of the team and you're likely keeping your job going into next season. If you are a general fan of this franchise and you want this era to be over, then going on a winning streak here and being in the hunt graphic for the final few weeks, maybe not so great. But at the same time, I'm intrigued by Fernando Mendoza. I'm intrigued by Dante Moore. I think Ty Simpson has done a lot of things to get into this conversation for the top quarterback in the draft. I don't know that this is the year to be the worst team in the league to need a quarterback. Those guys might be good, but by all accounts, this is a quote-unquote weaker quarterback class. For the long-term health of the franchise, probably better off if they, you know, don't win a lot towards the end. But you never want to poo-poo winning. Winning is always fun.
Sunday was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we understand the benefits of a higher draft pick, and you also understand the fun that comes with winning. Like, I'm not going to hate on winning.
I just don't want to go back in with another – I don't go into 2026 and we come out again at 1-3 and we're all sitting here. We saw this last year.
Right.
But they won 5 at the end. I don't want to be in that
situation.
There's
a very good chance that happens.
but you know, it's funny because this would be the third time in Tua's career that it happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it with Flores, did it with McDaniel, and now they're
I feel like he's just about to get over the hump. I think next season is actually that season.
If he can just stay healthy.
I'd bring Greer back, but that's me. I saw enough from Juju Brents that made me think this guy can identify talent.
Hey, and how about Riley Patterson? You know, he misses the extra point, maybe one of the worst extra points I've ever seen attempted in an NFL game, but he bounced right back with that 48-yarder later in the game. I mean, even Riley Patterson.
Got to give him some respect.
Chris Greer.
Can't kick over 50 yards. They can't even try, but you got to give him some respect, I guess. What do you expect Sunday in Spain? Because they seemed revitalized, and Washington is banged up beyond belief. But the Dolphins don't have a great track record when it comes to these international games either.
Okay, so I just had the Commanders over the weekend against the Lions. Not only is Marshon Lattimore done for the season with a torn ACL, he didn't play, but their other rookie corner, who's drafted in the second round, he has a fractured tibia, I believe. It's either a tibia or a fibula. So I doubt he's going to play on Sunday. So they've got Jonathan Jones, who also had his groin act up in the middle of that game. I can't remember if he came back or not, but he left for a moment, then walked back to the sideline. But it was such a blowout, I don't know if they put him back in. Then you've got Noah Igbinoghene and another guy off their practice squad playing a corner. If the Dolphins' offense can't have success against a team like that, who's also going to be without Daron Payne,
maybe
because
Dolphins
he punched Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Dolphins team total over, maybe?
And he got suspended. This is a Washington team that has lost three consecutive games by 20 or more points. They are getting blown out every single week. There's no Terry McLaurin. There's no Austin Eckler. There's no Jaden Daniels. Bill Kroski Merritt and Chris Rodriguez are the two running backs there. Like, it is as depleted of a roster right now, especially on defense, that you'll find in the NFL. And if the Dolphins can't take advantage of that, well, we'll be having a similar conversation to a lot of the other segments we've done this year.
Dolphins team total is 25.5.
I would take it.
Josh's point. Hell, they're playing with kids off the street.
Did you see what Jahmyr Gibbs did to their defense last week?
Did you see what
the Dolphins are going to try to use A-chan that way?
Did you see what? Because I'm worried about Noah Igbinoghene, because did you see what Jalen Phillips did last night to the Green Bay Packers?
We're not supposed to be mad at that, right?
Nah, but man, it's so perfect. You can't be mad at it, but it is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Appel, the McRib is back. This is a soft... It's a soft rollout of the McRib. Sometimes it comes back with a lot of fanfare. This time it's just kind of appearing at select McDonald's locations. You had your first McRib with me, right? Mm-hmm. Last year when it came out.
Yes.
And you have not changed your mind on this? Because you only had like one or two bites, right?
Yeah, I could not stomach anymore. I went and ordered two McChickens after that because I couldn't stand the taste of the McRib.
What was it that you didn't like? Because I'm trying to... Why are you laughing?
The sandwich. Obviously, he didn't like the damn sandwich.
Let me think about it. Everything.
Well, you don't like barbecue sauce?
I will use barbecue sauce. Like a pulled pork sandwich, a barbecue chicken sandwich.
Sure.
Like, I know what that meat looks like before they put it on one of those press machines to heat it up. I can't imagine.
It looks like any flank steak.
What flank steak
do
you eat?
It looks like a flank steak.
That patty looks like a flank steak?
Yeah, like a nice thin little flank steak.
You could build another McDonald's with the frozen McRibs because they look like bricks.
What are you talking about, man? That's how the burgers look too when they're frozen. That's crazy, dog. That roll is so tasty. Yeah. So you're not in for a McRib outing?
I'll join you, but I won't eat a McRib.
Well, no. If we do a McRib outing, this is what happened with the Hockman Burger at Tucker Duke's. You're like,
I ate the Hockman Burger.
You're like, I'm going to show up, but I'm going to get it plain, which is what Jimmy did, by the way. Well,
I can eat everything on it.
We know what you did, though. You took all the chili, and somehow it ended up on the plate, and you said that you ate it all, but there was a big mound of chili and cheese and sour cream on your plate.
The only thing on that burger I didn't get was the sour cream. That thing was packed with chili. The idea that you don't think chili would fall out of that burger after every bite is insane.
Well, we all had them, though. I saw how it fell on everybody else's plate. You ended up with more chili than what started on the burger. I don't know how that happened.
He was mushy.
But I can't invite him to my McRib night if he's not going to have one, right? Like, I mean, it just doesn't seem right.
don't know, Hawk. I might lean more Aperol Spritz myself.
How about an Aperol Spritz and a McRib?
That sounds like the single worst combination in the history of meals.
I don't even know
if you had to pick one, though, are you going Aperol?
I don't even know you people.
I'd probably go Aperol, but I would say this, Hawk. The incentive for me to get an invite to the McRib outing is whether it's you, whether it's Dr. Chuck, after my one bite, you basically get another full McRib to enjoy.
Oh, that is a good point. He handed me his McRib. He's like, I'm not going to eat this. And you know, who would I would never let a McRib go to waste.
I'm not eating after a pill.
That's actually a good point. I get an extra McRib if I invite a pal. But I think I end up paying for everything. So I think I'm actually buying a McRib with a bite in it. I think it's a terrible transaction for me.
You're not above that.
And Pell, Hawk hasn't figured it out.
I'm not above anything.
He pays for everything anytime we go anywhere.
It's crazy. We got to stop having events.
I snuck out on you the other night.
Oh, I know. That was not sneaky.
Wait, Crowder, you don't even do the thing where you take out the wallet and you like pat it and then you make Hawk give you a little brush off it. No, I got it. You got to do the act.
Listen, first four or five times I did it, and then now it's just like, oh, big man over there got it. Yeah, yeah, blue shirt.
Josh is always like, yeah, I got you. And he hands me four singles. I got you.
I'll handle the tip. Here's $2.
All right.
I do tip the people, though. I'll shoot them a little 20.
Josh Appel, he will be on the call for Sports USA Sunday in Jacksonville. Hopefully, Aronde Gadsden in the second will be playing. Thank you, Josh.
Appreciate you guys.
There you go. Josh Appel on this Tuesday.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.